wow, this is a really something I wish I could win. So many times I'm listening to other people's programs, wishing, even my own program, wishing I could have this stuff.
I know, you almost quit your job so you can pledge and try to win something.
Just to be eligible. So we got the Johnny Paycheck Nowhere to Run CD, and we have the Leonard Cohen DVD CD, Isle of Wight, 1970. We got the Big Star, Keep an Eye on the Sky, but we need phones a-ringing. We've got 7 minutes, the waning minutes of this program now. Me, Scott Williams, on Mondays. This is what I do for you for love. I love being here with you every
I want to mention real fast, if anybody's listening on an iPhone, we would love for you to support what we're trying to do with apps, whether it's on the iPhone or on the Android platform. There is an Android app in development right
currently now. Currently in beta. It's working.
And we need your money to launch it. So please call if you'd like to listen on a smartphone. 1-800-989-9368.
Please call if you like to listen on the smartphone. If you like to listen online. If you like to listen on your radio. If you live in a Brooklyn apartment with confusing reception, great stuff in one room and horrible reception in the other room. We're working on it, right? Just call in and pledge. 1-800-989-9368 is the name of the dumb phone number here. You can pledge online, WFMU.org. Chris T and I are going to take a break, listen to music for just a minute, but we're going to come right back, give away some prizes. But please, folks, you got to keep a calling. Keep a calling. 1-800-989-9368. Lots of fabulous prizes. Don't forget, I got a premium. I got to breathe. We're going to listen to some music from something. You sit right there. We'll be right back.
We have a lot of hard work to do today.
What might that be, Jonathan?
Got no faith in yourself. It bothers me now to watch you. You got no faith in your own self. You listen more to your friends than to your own heart inside. Well, you listen to them. Oh, but you hide. You don't got nothing to be afraid of. You're not as bad as you think. And you're always putting yourself down.
Put yourself down.
But I'm just gonna tell you that I like you.
Let yourself down.
Darling, you always put yourself down. But I like you. That's all I came to say. Then there's no need to think that other people can do things better than you can do them, 'cause you got the same power in you. I got faith in you. Sometimes you don't have it in yourself, but I got faith in you. And our time is right now. Now we can do anything we really want to. Time is now, here in the morning of our lives.
Our time. Time is now, Christy.
And it ain't just me.
It ain't just me who thinks so. I got friends. I don't want to hear from them. I want to hear 1-800-989-9368. We got it. Couple minutes left.
I just hope Stanley in Edinburgh is listening because he was quite upset that he didn't hear his name. He moused you.
Oh, hey, Stanley.
Thank you,
Edinburgh, for checking in.
And forgive me if I didn't say your name.
I don't want to end this without the sound of ringing something or other. So we've got 2 minutes now before Benjamin Walker is going to kick me out of this seat and give you too much information, his radio program. And I want everybody to keep pledging, but keep pledging right now to 1-800-989-9368. We are about to give away fabulous prize. It's going to save the big star box for the end. All $50 pledges are higher in the running for that grand prize. We've got the Johnny Paycheck CD, Nowhere to Run. We've got the Leonard Cohen DVD performing live at the Isle of Wight, 1970.
Well, I'm just going to give the Johnny Paycheck here to Lucas in Bozeman, Montana.
Lucas. Great to hear from Lucas and Bozeman.
And
congratulations to you, sir.
For those of you on the playlist comment side, I don't think Gibsons have been made in Kalamazoo for quite some time. But, hey, I could be wrong. Nate is checking in from Ferndale.
All right.
In Michigan and made a prize account. Thanks, Nate. Nell in San Francisco. Wilfred in France.
All right.
France has weighed in as well. Here's the last minute one. Dan in Kearney, New Jersey.
All right. Thank you, Dan, for
checking
in. Says,
thank you, Scott. So,
all right. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, there's that sound
that
you like.
That's what I wanted to hear. Maybe one more. We got 1 minute. 1 minute, one phone, 1-800-989-9368. I see volunteer Wayne has entered the room. He's going to be taking some phones pretty soon. And I do want to, while we're waiting for that phone to ring, I do want to thank Katie and Scott and Chris and Karen and everybody who's been helping us out today. Thanks, Bridget, for helping out with the lunch today as well. Thank you. Greatest co-host. You make my job easy, Christy.
Oh, who, me? What, me? Ooh, please. Come on. Thank you, actually.
I just got to spin the records.
This has been one hell of a 3 hours.
Oh, I'll say.
And, of course, the marathon will continue all week long. Special events include the Yola Tango session live on the air.
Can't wait for Friday.
Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight, just before my show, Aerial View.
All right.
And you can find out what all the special events are, including who's going to be doing video, if you go to WFMU.org.
I think Sharpling's probably going to be doing something tomorrow with the video. He's got, Ted Leo and A.C. Newman from the New Pornographers.
That's right. He'll be doing some video.
Taking place tomorrow.
There are a number of people throughout the next 2 weeks who will be putting up some streaming video. Don't forget the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia on the 13th at Maxwell's. We'll see you there. And thanks to everybody who called and pledged. I'll take this one last minute pledge here.
We got coming in as we speak.
Is it that $1 million we were looking for? No, but it is a nice pledge. Thank you to is that Charles? Let's say Charles in New York City. Thank you, Charles.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles, for your pledge. And I guess we've got to start giving away some prizes. And we'll keep a blank card in the running for the person that Chris is on the phone with right now. I assume that is a pledge coming through. It is. Chris nods yes. So you got a blank card in there. As we draw four, the Johnny Paycheck Nowhere to Run CD.
The Johnny Paycheck Nowhere to Run I gave away a few minutes ago.
Oh, you did. Right,
to
right,
Lucas.
Right,
that's
right,
in Bozeman,
right,
Montana.
Sorry.
The Leonard Cohen, is that what's next?
That's the one I meant.
And that is going to go to Judy and Will in Croton.
Excellent. Congratulations to Judy and Will. Thank you for your pledge.
And was there also, the big star is the grand prize.
Has that last pledge card come in?
Let's see.
Fell off the hook. Okay, let's give
it
away.
Fell off the hook.
Let's give away the grand prize, the big star box set. Keep an eye on the sky.
Let me grab one right here, right now. Here we go. I know there are people waiting to get in here.
Uh-huh.
I want to do this right.
Yep.
Stanley in Edinburgh.
All right, Edinburgh.
I guess we're going to send this thing to Edinburgh.
Thank you so much to everybody who pledged. Thanks, everybody in the phone room once again. Thanks to you, Chris T. You really, I mean it, you made my job easy, and it was a pleasure to share these 3 hours.
I appreciate that, and I'll be back again on Friday.
So will
with
I,
Aerial
actually.
View.
Okay.
So
I'll see you then.
See ya, and keep pledging and keep checking in. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. It's Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, worldwide, WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Benjamin Walker's Too Much Information is next. Keep on pledging.
Hello, WFMU, listener, I am the internet. You might be listening to WFMU right now through my internet webs. Please help WFMU broadcast this human by donating to WFMU's annual pledge marathon starting today. Call WFMU at 1-800-989-9368 to make a donation or bop over to me, the internet, at www.wfmu.org to pledge online. Donate to WFMU, and you'll get some great premiums, like the WFMU blob sticker, or any of a bunch of WFMU DJ premiums. Oh no. Internet overload. Beep bop beep 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 overload beep.
My name is Benjamin Walker, and this is the 2011 Too Much Information WFMU Marathon Show. Now, over the next couple of weeks, my colleagues and fellow DJs will be haranguing you with tales of broadcasting costs and plumbing problems, but we all know that that is not what this is about. This is about radio salvation. If you're a regular listener of WFMU, then I certainly don't have to tell you about why this radio station matters. If you are a regular listener of this radio station, then you already know. You already know that when you tune in, log on, or app up, it's like you are communing with the Holy of Holies. But for those 5 or 6 TMI listeners who are only familiar with my program, hi, Mom. Hi, Uncle Mike. I would like to attempt to explain to you why this station is so important to me. You know that bush that spoke to Moses in the desert? The burning bush that spoketh the voiceth of God? That, my dear listeners, is WFMU. And tonight, I come before you because without money, that bush will not burn. And I'm talking real money, people. This is no cheap gas-fired Christmas log. WFMU is the real deal. It does not run on chump change. If you start tossing quarters, this fire is going to go out. And can you imagine living in a world without WFMU? That is the question I have for you tonight. Could you really live with yourself if WFMU went dark, knowing that you did nothing? And that, unfortunately, is a very real possibility. The radio dial is contracting like a black hole, and the bad people are winning. They are sucking up every possible frequency. And they would love for WFMU to go dark, because then it would be one less beacon of freedom standing in their way of total radio suckiness. So it really does come down to you. And over the next hour, I want you to stand up and be counted. It is time for you to open up your heart and your wallet and throw down for WFMU. I'd like now to introduce my co-host, Brother Bill Bowen. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Benjamin, I appreciate that you're trying to appeal to people's better nature here, but fact of the matter is we've got swag. We've got tons of swag. Any pledge of over 15 will put you in running for the first prize, which is Exit Through the Gift Shop, the new Banksy documentary.
It's easier than downloading the thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And faster. It just comes right to your mailbox. You don't have to queue for it for months at a time. If you donate $75, then you're in the running for the TMI Premium. We'll talk about that a little more later. But the 2011 TMI Premium is the Info Dump, which is...
full of files.
It's a disk of files, audio, video, text, images, anything you can shake your internet stick
at. It's all there.
Yeah.
But the $75 pledge also gets you the T-shirt. And if you haven't seen this already, you can go to WFMU.org and check it out. I wore it all weekend, and I got two comments asking me if this is the new T-shirt.
That is brand recognition. That's good. And we need more. So people, please call in 1-800-989-9368, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. It's painless. It takes a second, and it helps.
A $75 pledge also... gets you in the drawing for the grand prize this hour?
That is correct. And the grand prize is?
The TMI. It's the Gary Panter box set, which is an amazing piece of work. It's a giant million-pound awesomeness of a book. It's actually two 350-page books.
That's right.
And that is the grand prize that we'll be giving away at the end of the hour. And you know, Gary Panter is actually one of the reasons I am a DJ here at WFMU, because... you might not know this, Bill, but up until a few years ago, there actually was a hazing ritual. It's true.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
We had this thing called the Gauntlet of Sound. And basically, back in the insensitive times, a bunch of DJs melted down a bunch of Phil Spector records into baseball bats. And prospective DJs had to run the Gauntlet of Sound. And but lucky for me, when I did my first tryout, I played this Gary Panter single, Italian Sunglasses Movie. And even though I was supposed to run this gauntlet, Brian Turner gave me a thumbs up, and because we bonded over Gary Panter, so I didn't have to do that. And I've heard they stopped the ritual because, you know, someone got too into it. But it's over now. But can you imagine the Gauntlet of Sound, Bill Bowie?
No, I can't. I cannot. Absolutely not.
But that is our grand prize today. So if you give us a call at 1-800-989-9368 or log on to WFMU.org.
There is one more prize, and that is a whole mess of things that you get if you pledge at the mouse level. Now, let me explain what the mouse is. That's a $365 pledge, and it is $1 a day to support this great radio station.
But what kind of stuff do you get?
Well, let me get to it. You're getting a USB flash drive with the WFMU Blob logo on it. It's a full gigabyte. You can put all kinds of stuff on that. You also get a matching bottle opener keychain with the same logo, the same Blob logo. You get any 7 DJ premiums. Now, we're going to talk about Benjamin's premium a little bit later, but every DJ here has a premium, and it is their own selection, their own curated bit of audio, video, text, whatever it might be. And you will also get one item from our prize warehouse, which you can see online at WFMU.org, where you can also pledge.
You'll also get the map.
And
you
the glow in the dark map
if you look
of New
at
Jersey.
The
that's correct.
One
yes.
level lower.
Right, that, oh, that's right, yes. So the level lower that Benjamin's talking about is a $180 level, and you will get the shirt off my back. Not literally, but the shirt that I'm wearing. This.
Yeah, he's going old school today.
Yeah, the old Where Dead Air Lives WFMU t-shirt. Now, you talk about a t-shirt that I get compliments on. Every time I wear it, people are like, I love your shirt, and then they see FMU, and then we have two things to talk about.
Yeah, but I still feel, though, that, you know, we had this discussion before we started that you thought that people would be donating because of the swag.
Well, I definitely think that's true. I mean, if you go to WFMU.org and you look at the swag that we have, you are going to be in awe, and you're going to want some.
Perhaps I'm just an idealist, but I really, truly believe that people will be donating out of the goodness of their heart.
You really do.
Yeah.
I think they're going to donate for the swag.
All right, well, we'll test it out. But you can throw down on this bet at 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Thank you.
You don't want to appeal to someone's good nature. That's the mistake everyone makes.
So don't remind the listeners that this is the right thing to do.
No, that's all. Yeah, of course. You know what? I listen to the show and I like it, and it doesn't mean that it has any monetary value. I think most people feel that way without articulating it as well as I do. Just because you like something doesn't give it a monetary value, and that's a mistake that all fundraisers make. How about giving up 3 cup lattes a month, and that's as much as it would take to support blah, blah. Oh, my God. Every time you turn on, say, anything to do with National Public Radio, it's always fundraising, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're always using the same tactics, and I'm like, wow, for hundreds of years, thousands of hours, they've been doing this fundraising, and they always try to make it a little different. But they're really always saying the same thing. They're trying to attach a monetary value. You can't. I love your show. I wouldn't give you a cent, though. But I know how to get other people to donate. It's one word.
Okay, maybe you want to tell me the word?
Okay, cut the mic, so I'll tell you. But I don't want you to tell other people, because okay. Then everyone will do it, and everyone right. will be... Is it just me and you?
Yeah.
Promise?
Uh-huh.
Hypnotize them.
How do you hypnotize people on the radio, though?
You hypnotize them by sending out something in the frequency that makes them just pick up the phone, and you can even, like, figure out what the dollar amount that you want to come in. You want them to, like, donate without even knowing that they're doing it. They're conscious of doing it.
I would like to make, like, a couple... Mouse of Today pledges, you know, which is like $365. Like, I would like to get 5 of those or I'll feel like a big failure. So how do I hypnotize the audience and actually convince them that they need to do that right now?
It's an ohm. But it's not perceived by the ears. It is a little bit. You think like, oh, this must be some kind of air conditioner or some kind of heating thing in the studio. You know, look at, like when they do a ball game, I would be the last person to know about a ball game, right? Do people really care about ball games? I mean, most of the people listening are listening to the crowd sound in the back. Ah, ooh, and they just have it on.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the stupid, like, thing about the ball or the players or anything. It's the that makes them keep it on. It's a background noise. It's not really a noise. It's not really the heating duct or the air conditioner. And you're going, blah, 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 monetary value of my show. But meanwhile, in the background, there's a very subtle, but very potent thing that is changing the frequency. And what it does is it travels through the air. And I didn't know it travels through the internet, but I have to say from the numbers that we got last time that I did this, man, they just start dialing and just give out these crazy random amounts that are like way more than any other show. It's I got really good at it.
This goes against everything that TMI stands for, though, Peter. Really, it's not about tricking someone to do something. It's about getting them to do what they know that's right because they feel it in their soul.
Oh, go ahead and do like the standard pitch, but in the background. Wait a minute. Is that about it? Let me hear you do it. There is a way to affect the frequency, and you have to think of how it comes out the other end with the listener that probably is not listening for much more than a couple minutes because he knows it's a fundraiser. He's going to turn it right off. You catch them. And they go, I don't know why I'm listening because the show is just a fundraiser tonight. But somehow I'm being compelled so much and I'm doing something really that I wouldn't do. I mean, I've been listening to this guy for years, or this station for years. For some reason, this argument that he's saying, or whatever these words are saying, attaching the monetary value to the show, don't even appeal to me yet. I'm going to call him. It's all in the frequency. It's all coming through the background, through the heating duct. You hear how good I am at that? Don't you want to give me money?
That's one of the TMI regulars, my friend, Peter Choice.
No one can accuse Peter of not taking his meds.
No. But he's a special character, and I'm really glad that he lets me record him so often for the show. I met him actually working at my second college radio station in Boston on WZBC. And now he's actually on KXLU out in L.A. But, you know, he's actually the TMI regular we get the most email about, mostly, I think, just because he's such a genius. But not everything that Peter says is FCC-friendly. And this year I've put, I think, my favorite non-broadcastable moment with him on the TMI Info Dump Premium.
I don't even think I've heard that.
No, so, that's very special. I'll just say two words, crystal meth. And that can be yours.
Let me squeeze in a word here. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Yes. And the premium can be yours for a donation of 75 or more. But we know that you're going to be calling because it's the right thing to do. Who's winning this argument, Bill Bowen?
Well, it's tough to say. I would say it's about split right now. But I do want to thank some people. Right now we have Nick to thank. He calls you a bastard. I think that's in a loving way. Griffin checking in with a mouse pledge.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Griffin. Andy Brown is in the running for the prize from the UK.
Thank you.
Sorry about the last name. Amar is checking in from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
With a $75 pledge.
Oh, yeah. T-shirt pledge. Thank you.
T-shirt pledge. Our very own Liz from
LB.
Brooklyn is checking in. Yes. Pledge for the good work, guys. Work it, B. Walker. Glenn is checking in with a
very generous pledge.
Very generous.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank
Glenn.
You. Catherine from Denver is checking in.
Thank you, Catherine.
A nice pledge. Colin from Salem, Massachusetts.
Colin, thank you.
Jake from Arlington, Massachusetts. And Mathilde from Lyon, France.
Thank you, Mathilde.
Very nice pledge. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Soleimoon.
Uh-huh.
Soleimoon. From Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. So let's give away that first prize then.
Okay, let's do it. I am going to choose a card at random. And it's going to be Andy. Andy is going to get the
Banksy.
The Banksy
documentary.
DVD. Yes, that is it.
Cool. Well, let's put up the second one and move things along. The second one is a book. It is Examined Lives by James Miller. And this is a book we featured on the program a few weeks ago. In fact, I spent a whole hour talking to Professor James Miller about the 12 philosophers in his book, which kind of sounded like a break in format, but the show has no format.
That's the wonderful thing about WFMU. Free form means we have no format. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. In fact, I have to say that TMI as a talk show was very inspired from just hanging around here and soaking up the free form DNA. Because I don't know if I could have done this, a talk show like that could ever really work without that DNA. Getting to do whatever we want to do. You know, no one said that, you know, the interview should be 10 minutes or 54 minutes. It was just up to me. And I think that this adherence to the freeform aesthetic is not only the reason that, you know, the DJs, of course, love that, and the listeners, but it's also why guests do, because what I heard from James Miller in a very nice email he wrote after he was on a bunch of other NPR shows, that he said that he did not have nearly as much fun in the 4 or 5 minutes allotted to him on the other shows as he did talking for a whole hour on WFMU.
We hear that a lot, actually.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that it's not just because of length, but I think that, you know, having worked at a couple of the other big public stations, that they, unfortunately, they've kind of locked themselves into this bind where they've become almost a publicity front end for the publishing industry. You know, and that's true on TMI. We do have people, you know, pushing new books or movies, but, you know, it's the ideas that comes first. It's the, you know, it's the ideas. It's what these people are talking about and what they have to say about living in the information age is why we choose them, because that's really, you know, what the whole point of TMI is. It's about what does it mean to live in the information age.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the guests, because we've had an amazing variety of people on the show. A-listers, I mean, the kings of British comedy, Armando Iannucci and Chris Morris, authors Barbara Ehrenreich, Barry Gifford, Luc Sant, the legendary Daniel Ellsberg, who's back in the news.
Yeah, and we had photographers Richard Mizrak, Alex Soth, Bruce Gilden, Ed Bertinsky, Naomi Harris, Richard Kern.
Internet people, Doug Rushkoff, Dieter Bigo, Ethan Zuckerman, Evgeny Morozov, Gabriella Coleman, Jerry Lanier,
Matt Howie, Tim Wu,
Cindy Cohen,
Andrew McLaughlin, who up until a few weeks ago was Obama's actually deputy chief technology officer, the real one.
And Tim Wu is stepped up to the FCC.
Yeah, FTC now.
FTC, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Filmmakers, Ken Browser, Michael Oakes.
That's Phil Oakes' brother. They were on talking about the latest Phil Oakes biopic. But I also had the Russian filmmaker Alina Rudestyanka, which did Bitch Academy, and I met her when station manager Ken and I went to Russia last summer.
The Russians are really coming along, Benjamin.
Yeah, I think I forgot that.
Cartoonists are one of your favorites. Eddie Campbell, Jeff Lemire, Julia Wirtz, Tim Kreider.
Yeah, and you know, actually today in the news, if you're looking at Twitter today, it's not just WFMU that's trending, but Punk Planet was trending today because the man who founded it, Dan Sinker, was just unmasked today as being the guy behind the Rahm Emanuel Mayer Twitter feed that may have got you laughing. And you know what? He's been on the show too. It is a true variety freeform show, and it's really your support that gives us the juice and the dollars to make all this happen. And if you'd like it to continue for another year, we're doing this only 2 weeks a year. Not 8 weeks, not the spring, not the fall, not the summer, every season.
We give you 50 weeks of uninterrupted programming, top shelf programming.
Only 2 weeks, but this is your time, your turn to step it up so we can keep it going for another year.
And how do you do that? You call 1-800-989-9368, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org.
We have anyone else to thank?
We have one person. The lovely Kara has checked in. And she says too much information is the best.
Thank you, Kara. So we have a stack of cards of folks who are all in line to get the grand prize, which is the Gary Panter box set. And this thing, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of nuts. It's we put a link up on the playlist, and I think there's also a link in the WFMU Twitter feed. But it's a massive, massive. It will break your arm carrying it. It's actually two 350-page booklets, and that can be yours just for donating $75 or more to WFMU. But, you know, yeah. So we need you to give us a call at 1-800-989-9368. One 800 989 9368 is the number. WFMU.org. You know, I guess you can't really put a monetary value on our programming, because then you wouldn't be able to afford or donate. But we're asking you now, 1-800-989-9368, to pledge your support. Keep this burning bush burning. But, you know, I can hype that Gary Panter box set until I'm blue in the face. But let's hear what he has to say about it. Now, I know you said before that you dreamed of making this, like, when you were little. Really?
Yeah. When I was in grade school, I was already had an identity as an artist. And I saw, especially once I started going to the library and seeing artist books, and everything was... little town, everything comes from books or magazines. My dad's an oil painter still, you know, so I was surrounded by painting. And
And why did you decide that you had to one day make an artist book, though?
Well, it's just, I guess it was just pure ambition, right? For whatever, at whatever level. It's like, I want one of those, you know? There could be a book about an artist. It seemed, when I was a kid, that you really needed to be an old man before you could be an artist. But nowadays, you need to be really young to be an artist.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what's different about, or one of the things that's super awesome about this collection is that it's got paintings, it's got sketchbook pages, it's got designs. I mean, it's really showcasing, you know, so many of your talents.
It's packed with a lot of stuff, and I really pushed for paintings because that was, you know, what I've always done and tried to get out there, but my cartoons and illustration got out way ahead in front of my paintings. But it's all neat. It's all attention. You know, that book is so heavy. You know, I think a lot of people wouldn't buy it just because it'll hurt your arm to try to get it out of the store. Like, I've got to carry this thing home.
Well, it's good that I can just get one here from donating to the program. But, you know, it's interesting that you say the paintings are such a focus. And, you know, I've seen some of your, you know, recent painting shows, but a lot of the sketchbook work, which is also what you're, you know, known for, isn't as available to see unless, you know, they can come over to your house and rifle through your sketchbooks, because you've been doing these for a long time, correct?
I discovered empty books in about 1969. Like, wow, they make books with nothing in them. And about the same time I discovered rapidographs, you know, and underground comics and stuff. So yeah, I got bunches of them, and I'm gonna have a show in Paris coming up to be discussed, yes. And Blanquette wants to do, a reproduction or maybe a couple of sketchbooks or something. So that'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a beautifully designed package as well. The two books each have their own shape, and one is sideways, and yeah, one is lengthways. But, I, you know, what I really wanted to ask you about is, since you've spent so much time in the New York area, I'm wondering if you, like so many other artists and cartoonists, had WFMU sort of in the background at any point.
Well, it's a button in our car radio, and it's in many studios I've been able to get it. Sometimes I listen to shows online. But yeah, my friend Kaz used to have a radio show with Alex Ross. I used to go be on that show sometime many years ago. And I've done record covers for the WFMU giveaways and stuff. And it's a good thing. It's really a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you're also a musician, and, you know, we have some of your CDs that, you know, I've played some of your music as well. But I'm just, you know, thinking about, I like the idea that, you know, WFMU is one of the ingredients going into the work of so many cartoonists. And I'm just wondering if you've noticed any other cartoonists in particular who have WFMU in the brand. I mean, do you, because, you know, one of the things about working in a studio as an artist all day is you a lot of time you're playing music or CDs or the radio, and it seems that WFMU really works well for artists.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's true. And especially in that crowd that did Bad News Comics years ago, you know, that was in, you know, they're still around, we're still alive, still listening to the radio. But I think some people need silence, but I think probably more people need something stimulating. And I'm definitely looking for stimulation and my way of music and information.
So this collection, this monograph, is the grand prize for the TMI Hour tonight on the WFMU Marathon. So anyone who makes a $75 or higher donation will be eligible for the drawing for the book that we're going to do at the end of the hour. And it's been out for a few years now, Gary. I'm wondering, now you've had, you know, there was obviously the initial excitement when it first came out, but, you know, there was a lot of going into this, especially for 5-year-old Gary. Now that it's been a few years, I mean, are you still just as excited and proud of it?
Oh, yeah. It's totally a dream come true, you know. I'll be indebted to Dan Nadel and everyone involved forever, you know. And I think that if someone does get this thing, I think they'll get their money's worth. It's kind of like, you know, Disney cartoons where they put too much production value in so you can't complain, you know. This is really, like, packed with stuff.
It's overload, which is, you know, why I was really excited to give one away this hour. So thanks again, Gary.
You're welcome, Benjamin. Talk to you.
I really do like the idea of art being infused with WFMU. I mean, if we were totally corporate, Bill, you know, we could almost, like, claim like a part of the copyright.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not just art. I mean, I used to sit around and solder circuit boards. That's how I fell in love with WFMU.
Yeah.
There's, you know, and something you should think about is how many ways you can listen to FMU. There's the radio, obviously. We have two frequencies, one for the folks upstate and one for us down here. We have an internet presence that is second to none.
Nope.
We
ahead of the curve.
Archives,
still ahead of the curve.
Archives going back to the 90s. I don't know any other radio station that could claim that. We have an app, an FMU iPhone Android app that is the envy of all radio stations.
Yep. And we're talking radio stations that have, you know, 50, sometimes 50 times our operating budget, and yeah, they're envying our technology.
Right, it's right. And it's because we all do this for free. We are volunteer. We're not putting a price on what we're doing here. We are simply...
It is listener-supported radio.
Yes.
This is radio that runs on your dime, dear listener, and this is... what we do one time a year for the WFMU Marathon, just a mere 2 weeks out of the year, we ask you for your support.
And the way you do that, excuse me, I just need to cut you off and say 1-800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org.
And I know most of you are calling in for the higher reasons, but there is a lot of stuff that you're getting to. And Bill, do you have some more people to thank?
I sure do. We have Roman checking in from Richmond, California, yes.
Thank you, Roman.
With a premium size pledge.
Thank you, Roman.
Another premium size pledge from Kirk in Beaverton. Is Michigan?
Thank you.
Yes.
Kirk?
And he says, I'm so glad Benjamin is back with us. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Mike is checking in, and he doesn't leave a comment. Marianne is calling from Fairlawn, New Jersey, says, keep the three-chord Monty on schedule. Joe Belock is great.
Thank you.
We'll take that. Mimi from Philadelphia is checking in, says, too much info forever.
Thank you,
Mimi. More Peter Choice. So,
thank you, Mimi.
We also have Kevin checking in from Cambridge with a nice size pledge. And, is this a double? I must have not put that back right. That's all we have to thank right now.
Great. So let's give away prize number two.
Prize number two, which is the book. And that
Examine Lives,
going
James
to
Miller.
Go to Mimi.
Aha, Mimi, you're a winner.
Mimi is a winner.
Let's quickly put up another prize.
Okay, what should we put up?
Let's do The Beats.
The Beats. This is a great book. This is a book I've read, which distinguishes it from a lot of books. It is a Harvey Pekar book about the Beat Generation. It's very entertaining, and you will love it.
And that can be yours for a pledge of $15 or more at 1-800-989-9368 or going online at WFMU.org. And I do want to say that as Bill brought up some of the technology that we have, it really does, though, you can have all the gadgets, you can have all the apps, you can have all the toys in the world, but if you don't got quality stuff to put through it, then who cares? And WFMU has the special stuff. I mean, I listen probably, I would say, I don't know, maybe 10 hours a day sometimes. 10 hours a day to this station.
You know, this station is on 24 hours a day in my house. I mean, there are radios that just are not turned off, that when I'm in that room, I have FMU.
Yeah.
And I know there are a lot of people like that, and we'd like to hear from them. 1-800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org.
And, you know, especially for you artists out there, look, I'm not going to go corporate. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not going to say that you owe us for your art being so great, but I just kind of want to lay it on the table that those high prices that you're getting, that's infused with our content. You know, no one's an IP lawyer here. But, you know, if you are someone who's doing creative work and you're listening all day to the station, give us a call, 1-800-989-9368. Without your support, this little engine won't go. And, you know, maybe we should talk about a couple more of this. Maybe you're right. Maybe we need to push the swag more.
I think we need to talk about swag.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about some more?
Okay. So for $15, you get a great sticker. If you saw our shirt from last year, the Wolf Moo shirt, the canine bovine combination shirt. There's now a sticker, and you get that for $15. And don't think that, oh, I can't give them any money. $15 helps us. It really does. They all add up. For $50, you're going to get the sticker, and you're going to get a new T-shirt, our this year's T-shirt, our 2011 T-shirt, which is designed by Tim Bishop. For $75, you get Benjamin's Premium, plus everything I just mentioned. For $180, you get the classic Where Dead Air Lives shirt. Three DJ
Premiums.
That's
this week only, too, by the way.
That is this week only. Okay. So this week would be the week to pledge if you want that shirt. You get three DJ Premiums. You get a glow-in-the-dark map of New Jersey. I can't tell you how handy that will come in. And you will get virtual naming rights to an item at WFMU Central. Sure. That's this building. Many of the items in this building do bear the names of donors past, and we'd like to add your name to a door, a mixing board, a computer monitor, a microphone.
And we also have people that you can do this with. We have an adoption program going up right now, and if you go to wfmu.org/adopt, I believe you will see who is up there. I didn't put myself because I don't want to wear a leash, but you know what? We have this thing.
Another one.
Yes, I don't want to wear another one. But we do have the day in the record library. Why don't you talk about
that
price?
That is unbelievable. So if you give us $3,000, you will get to spend a day in the WFMU record library. Now, I am in awe every time. I was in there not too long ago. Every time I walk in, I am just awed by what's there. How well it's organized, cataloged, indexed. It's there for your perusal.
You know, I'll even add in, you know what, if you pony up $3,000 to go in the record library per day, I will be your personal assistant for the day. I will help you file the records. I'll even wear a bow tie.
Wow.
I'm not going to wear a leash, but if you are ready to throw down $3,000, I will actually, you know, be your library assistant for the day.
That's pretty special. That's great.
And you can do that at 1-800-989-9368.
Or WFMU.org.
You know, it's funny, we were talking so much about the artist as if, like, everyone gets to spend their day in a studio drawing and painting. No, I completely forgot about the other 99.99% of humanity that's suffering in a gray, dimly lit cube, staring at a computer monitor, looking at Facebook and Twitter, just hoping someone's going to come rescue them. And the only thing that they do have going in the background, keeping them sane, keeping them above it all, is WFMU.org.
Life support.
Yeah.
Life support.
Imagine if that clicked off and wasn't there anymore. How would you make it through your day?
I don't know how I'd make it through mine.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of you would just be sticking the muzzle of the gun into your mouth and ending it all. But for those of you who don't want to imagine that or can't imagine something like that happening, pick up the phone now at 1-800-989-9368 and give us a pledge and show your support. Stand up and be counted. Put your name in the book of life. I mean, can you imagine that? No more TMI, no more Lisberg, no more Trouble, no more Small Change, no more Terry T, no more Tom Sharpling, no more Irene.
Tragic, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no more
like
Rex.
Friends. These are the people who come and hang out with us while we're...
No more Ken.
Yeah.
No more Scott Williams.
I couldn't imagine.
No.
I don't even want to think about it.
You don't want that to happen. But for us to make it another year, we need your help.
1-800-989-9368 or online, wfmu.org. We should talk about the mouse pledge because we've only mentioned that once.
We've got another 15 minutes. Let's hear another track, and we'll come back. We'll hear from another TMI regular, and then we're going to keep your calls coming. So now that you're working in the private sector, Chris, I'm thinking that you can afford, you know, a nice pledge to the WFMU TMI Marathon Show.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm happy to do that. I am making a lot more money now, and, you know, that's not a problem. But I think you gotta think a little bit bigger than that, Benjamin. I think there's other things that we can do to help out your marathon show.
Like what?
Well, Benjamin, you bring to your listeners information that they don't hear anywhere else. And sometimes it even sounds like you're just making stuff up. And I think you need to use that to your advantage.
Okay, like how?
Did you see that article in the New York Times a few weeks ago about the guy who's running his own private CIA?
The guy that basically formed his own rogue operation in Afghanistan? Yeah, yeah, I read that.
Exactly. So I'm working with a group that's like that, but probably 10 times bigger.
Wow.
Yeah. And the reason we're so big is because we get information that no one else has, and people want it, and we charge for it. All right? If you want the information, you got to pay up.
So I'm a little confused here. Are you saying that I actually have to start paying you to tell stories about what you do? That was never our arrangement before.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you need to realize that you have a commodity, and your listeners need to realize it too. And I'm saying I'm willing to provide that commodity to you and to your listeners if they're willing to pay for it. They need to pony up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, can you maybe give us like one example story that might inspire someone to call in?
Operation Persona.
I have no idea what that is or why I should care.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get into too many details, but it is a counterintelligence, counterinformation operation run on the internet, social networking. Some of it's classified, a lot of it's on open networks, and it uses things like Facebook and Twitter. But basically what it does is creates an army of fake people or fake identities or fake personas. That's why it's Operation Persona. And so you have all these people out there so that you can push opinion one way or another because it looks like you got a lot of different people weighing in on a subject when really you're controlling the army of people. The guy who's running that, I'm working for his brother. So here's the teaser. We are active in Egypt, Libya, Bahrain, and Wisconsin. And if your audience ponies up some cash, they will get to hear the full story on a future broadcast.
Or would it be possible to get like Operation Persona? Because, you know, I'm assuming they have money for these fake identities to, you know, buy things online and donate to causes. Would it be possible to use Operation Persona to just maybe make some pledges? That's another TMI regular, my friend Chris, who has found himself working in too many strange government agencies to number. But hopefully he'll be with us for another year if we can get your support.
1-800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org.
So how are we doing?
We're doing pretty okay. We're just north of $2,100.
Okay.
And,
Should we set a goal?
I think it might.
We got 10 minutes?
We have 10 minutes.
What should we do? 800,000?
800,000 in 10
minutes. No, I don't think so. How about 3,000? One more thousand.
Okay,
one more. Nice, rounded up to three.
Let's round it to three. Let's see if we can do that.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org. Yes.
But why don't we give away the last prize before we go into our frenzy?
First, let's thank everyone, then we'll do a drawing.
Sure.
Hot off the press. James from Somerville.
James, thank you.
Jeff from Jersey City. Wow, there are a lot of comments here.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sorry, I can't read that fast on the air with a microphone.
Well, we'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. Mike from Washington is checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
He wants to steal some of our guests.
Okay, if you can find them.
Yeah. Catherine from Denver is checking in.
Thank you, Catherine.
Kevin from Cambridge. This is Cambridge, New York.
Okay.
Very nice. And Mary, I swear over this one before.
I think you might have.
Marianne? I think I grabbed from the wrong stack there. Sorry.
Okay.
But I think it's time for a drawing.
And yes.
We're giving away the Beats book. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we give that to Catherine?
Wonderful. Thank you, Catherine for your pledge. You know, I know you did it for the higher reasoning, but you'll get the swag too.
She wanted the book.
She got the book as well. But anyone over the $75 mark is in the drawing for the Gary Panner book that we're giving away in about 9 minutes, people.
You're going to want that.
So call now, 800-989-9368. We'll do the cutoff in about 7 minutes for the drawing for that. So this is your last chance for that. But we're going to try to make another $1,000-ish in the next 9 minutes or so. And we can't do that unless those phone rings. And I don't hear a single phone ringing, so
I don't
please.
Either. There's people eating dinner in here.
Oh, my God. It's humiliating. They're just sitting there. They're like, I see someone cleaning their toenails. This is embarrassing.
1-800.
What is she doing?
We need to make these people work. 1-800-989-9368-WFMU.org.
That's all you have to do is to dial that number, log on to that site, and you can stand up and be counted. You know, again, we do this 2 weeks of the year. The other 50 weeks, we are making radio. We're not doing this every 2 months and calling it a brand new thing, trying to fake you out. Really, it's just a mere 2 weeks. You blink and it's over. And yes, this is the very first day of the 2011 WFMU Marathon. But you could say, fine, I want to do it later, you know. I don't like that guy. I'll wait until someone else comes on. But you know what? You could miss it. You could mess it all up. And then you'll just say, oh, I'll wait till next year. So don't do that. Do it now. It's
do
the
it
beginning.
1-800-989-9368.
And giving us a good start, you know, allowing us to kick off day number one, you know, allowing us to puff up our chests and walk out into the street feeling confident.
With our heads
that we
up.
Will meet, yeah, heads up, people. You can help make that happen at 1-800-989-9368.
WFMU.org.
There we go. There's a phone. There's someone. There's someone who's hearing the call of the light. There's someone who doesn't want the burning bush to go out.
There's someone who is hungry for some swag.
I have to say, though, the map, the
glow-in-the-dark jersey map.
Yeah, the glow-in-the-dark jersey map is kind of awesome.
It glows in the dark just like the real New Jersey.
See, I had one of those stars on my in my bedroom, and it was only one. And I couldn't afford like the whole skyline.
Oh, see, I had that. I got the little set.
I only had one.
All the stars on my ceiling.
I only had one star.
That was when I was in high school. It's okay. A little embarrassing.
Do we have someone to thank there?
We do have someone to thank here. John from Brooklyn checking in with a Where Dead Air Lives t-shirt size.
Nice. Thank you very, very, very much. So that's putting us closer, but there we go. The phones are starting to ring. Those are the true believers in WFMU quality, free-form, listener-supported programming. There is no advertising on our programming, not even on the podcast. You know, there are these dudes in smarmy ties that call themselves like pod consultants, and they keep coming banging on our door telling us to put like an Acura ad or something like that
some
at the beginning of the
placement.
some product. You know, we have many popular podcasts here at WFMU, and that could be a less offensive thing, but we have a line drawn in the sand, and that sand is like a protective magical circle, and we will not break it for an Acura.
And you know, it's worth mentioning that podcasting is not cheap. We pay for these servers that are available 24 hours a day.
All that on demand.
The bandwidth. I mean, you can stream this from anywhere in the world.
How many times has one of you out there in listener land been listening to something on demand? I mean, think
from
about it.
10
if that's
years
you,
ago.
And if I'm speaking to someone who fits that criteria, and here's the second criteria. You've never donated to WFMU. Now is the time to sit up, stand up, walk to the nearest phone, or take the phone out of your pocket, or log on.
You know, a lot of radio stations, you know, they're like selling memberships. You're already a member here. You're already in our club.
Yes.
We like you. Yeah. We want you to hang out, and all we're asking is for you to...
If you're really going to be a member of the club, you have to walk the walk. I mean, I've been in a party, and I've seen, you know, some people discussing, you know, the outer limits of new music curation, you know, Pitchfork or NPRMusic.org. And, you know, someone else will walk up and be like, hey, you know, just say four letters, WFMU. And it shuts the debate down because everyone knows
they're just like,
really
wow.
Where the magic happens. But you know what? That's cool. We appreciate that guy. But you don't want to be just that guy. You want to be that guy or that gal who calls in and pledges their support as well.
1-800-989-9368 online, WFMU.org. We're closing in
yes,
on the hour.
We've got about 3 minutes left, people.
And we want to hear from you. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
I don't want them to get out the gauntlet of sound thing again if we make such a mess of this. But 1-800-989-9368, and we are wrapping up for Rupture and Brian Turner to come on in. So this is your chance. This is it. This is your...
The home stretch.
I want to get at least two more
$3 million...
pledges.
Yeah, we should mention the $1 million
level. Yes, we are looking for Charlie Sheen to, you know, when he wakes up out of his pool of his own vomit, he's going to call and take us through to the end.
But realistically, I think it'd be great to get two more mouse pledges.
Sure.
In the last 3 minutes we have here.
The mouse of today pledge is really $1 a day. And if you are listening to WFMU every single day, like I know so many of you are, that's all it takes. But all right, why don't we just play the music for a second? And then we will do the drawing in...
I'm going to start oming again.
Okay.
I think that helps.
We're going to do the drawing. Now that you've put given us your support, shown your love, shown that WFMU is a service that you could not live without. It is a broadcasting service that you could not face life. You could not live on without it. Now that you're ready to call us at 1-800-989-9368...
Got to hypnotize them.
Yes. All right, let's do the drawing.
Should we pick a winner?
Let's pick a winner.
All right. This is for your grand prize.
Yes,
for
this is the grand prize. This is for the one and only amazing box set from the artist and cartoonist Gary Panter.
And that is going to go to...
Take your time.
That is going to go to... Drum roll, please. Kirk in Beaverton, Michigan.
All right, Kirk. Thank you. You're getting a very large, amazing piece of work. And I do want to thank everybody who donated. You know, even though we are looking for Charlie Sheen's $1 million, no pledge is insignificant here at WFMU. So thank you to each and every one of you who heard the call. And I hope that you can spread the word and continue... To support us.
Keep pledging. 1-800-989-9368. Our show is just about over, but
yep,
DJ Rupture's coming in.
He is. He's
and he
coming
is,
into the
is
room
a pledge-worthy
now.
Fellow if ever there was
yes.
one.
So we're going to clean up and get out of his way. So
we have one more person to thank.
We do.
I'm sorry. Walter.
Thank you, Walter.
From Milford. With a premium size pledge.
Awesome.
Yes.
Walter, thank you very, very much. So on that note, we'll be back next week, or I will. And with Ken, station manager Ken. But thank you, Bill Bowen. I want to thank you.
And I need to thank some people in here. Veronica, Will, Wayne, and Andy were on the phones. Thank you very much.
Thank you all very, very much. And stay tuned. DJ Rupture is up next.
Taha. That's Rashid Taha with Menfi from an album of his called Diwan, which is one of his best. He's put up many albums over the years, and that's a real highlight. And the reason I'm mentioning this now is because I've been listening to lots and lots and lots of music from North Africa, lots and lots of Arabic and Berber and all sorts of different types of sounds in preparation for my WFMU Premium, because we are in the midst of fundraising season. You're listening to Mud Up, and my name is DJ Rupture, and I'm joined by Brian Turner here live.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Co-pilot for this show. So, it is 7:06 right now, and today marks the very first day of our annual two-week fundraising event when we give this station the juice it needs to keep moving forward and keep bringing these sounds. And yes, my DJ Premium, it's like I said, I've been scouring all sorts of music, ripping CDs. I got a new cassette player, so I've been dubbing cassettes, going through my favorite
nice.
Tracks. Yes. And just to talk a little bit about that, it's going to be somewhere between 3 or 4 hours of some personal highlights, ranging from about half more contemporary clubby sounds, more danceable, palatable stuff, and then about half of that special selection is going to be older, rootsier, more long-form acoustic tracks.
And what's the name of it?
Oh, the name is After Tropical Comes Arid.
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours worth of music. That's quite a hand-picked selection too from Rupture, and you know, you get to travel a lot too, so you're experiencing a lot of these sounds firsthand.
Exactly.
And bringing them back to the home front here. So
yeah.
It's you're not just scouring just compilations and things out there, you're actually bringing this stuff in yourself, and it's a very rare opportunity to sort of get a glimpse of you know, DJs here at WFMU sort of inviting you into their living room, so to speak, to play their favorite sounds. And these DJ Premiums are just available during the marathon and not anywhere else. So $75 gets you that automatically for tonight's show, and only tonight and next week here during the marathon.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, a note about that. I'm actually making a very strong point. This is only going to be material which is offline, you know, stuff my own personal collection, things mm-hmm. that I've got, found, traded over the years. So that is a key point. Like every single other DJ in the station, I put a lot of time into crafting the show and trying to pull up special things, forgotten gems, exciting new things, all sorts of old material as well. And we are all volunteers. Every on-air DJ volunteers their time to bring these shows. And so this is the point where we ask the listeners to volunteer something as well, which is a form of a little donation.
Yep, it's only once a year, and it is well-spent money. Even $15 gets you something here on the WFMU Marathon. But, you know, one great thing about WFMU I always find is that, you know, in its free-form essence, you can't really put into words all that you can hear on the station when people ask about it. This show is a classic example of just a kind of like spanning the genres, spanning the world, and, you know,